Thank you for joining us for this peace meditation.
Let's please start with a centering practice. Make sure you're seated with a straight spine. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure both feet are solidly grounded. The spine is straight. Shoulders relaxed. Hands are simply resting on your thighs with thumb and forefinger joined. Eyes gently closed. A gentle smile in the face. Withdraw your mind from all other places and bring it to the place that you are sitting. That place is a better place because you are sitting there. That place comes with it privileges and responsibilities. We are grateful, thankful for where we are, and we are ready to move and act responsibly. Rumi says, be the soul of the place that you're in. Breathe to it. And withdraw your mind from all other spaces and bring it to the space that your body is occupying. In this body temple. And let the mind rest at the dome of the temple, the forehead center. And withdraw your mind from all other times and bring it to this moment. This auspicious moment that you are sitting with a network of our spiritual family. Be here now and feel the breath of here now. We are the citizens of two worlds, the inner world and the outer world. The unprecedented global challenges of our time that have seen disturbance in the other world, we certainly influences our inner world. Our individuated minds are part of the universal mind. By stabilizing our mind, we are influencing the universal mind field. That is what in yoga refers to as citta prasadanam. Citta prasadanam. This stabilizing mind field was scientifically tested in 1993 in Washington, D.C., where the crime was rampant and exponentially was growing. For 8 weeks, a group of people started by 800 people and then grew to 4,000, meditated every day together. And during that time, the crime dropped by 25%. And this was scientifically measured and certified. How do we respond instead of react in this turbulent time. A disturbed mind only reacts based on our very animal nature, not a measured action. But a stabilized mind, we will be able to access the true wisdom, and we will be able to respond from higher consciousness. And this only happens through deep meditation, that we access the universal mind and we will be able to have a measured response. In that state, we act according to our dharma and righteous actions. It's from that state of deep meditation that we are inspired to actualize our highest value. Where we are, whether we are a warrior, a teacher, a healer, you'll be inspired to fulfill your dharma by taking the right action.
All right, in your seated pose, please make sure the spine is erect. So the key to meditation is a straight spine. And bring your attention to the base of the spine, letting the fingers of the mind climb the ladder of the spine, vertebra by vertebra, lifting each vertebra a little bit higher than the one below. Take a breath, a beautiful breath in. And as you release the breath, think of relaxing everything around the spine. But the spine is like a steel cable that moves into place. And the head balanced on the pole of the spine. Bring your attention to the nostrils and feel the breath flowing evenly in through both nostrils. And evenly and equally flowing out. Focus on the evenness of the two breath streams. Make the duration of the in-breath equal to the duration of the out-breath. In between the in-breath and the out-breath, there's a space. Eliminate the space. Seamless transitions between in-breath and out-breath. Smooth. Seamless transitions. And then finally, adding your sacred word or mantra. So either peace, harmony, well-being, or the Sanskrit mantra, so hum. So as you breathe in, hum as you breathe out. Perfectly repeat it. Peace, harmony, well-being. So, mind stream and breath stream as one. continuously relaxing. All right, now please bring your attention to the very base of the spine, the root chakra at the very tip of the spine, the spinning wheel of energy. And as you breathe, breathe into this region, three breaths, balancing breaths, calming breaths, healing breaths. Moving the mind up a few inches to the second chakra in the area of the spine, between the navel and the pubic bone. Spinning wheel of energy, three breaths. And then moving the mind up the spine to the third chakra, the solar plexus center. Three breaths here. And then moving the mind up to the heart center, between the breasts and beneath the sternum. Three breaths. And then up the spine, the mind moves up the spine a few inches to the throat center, just below the pit of the throat. And then moving the mind now up to the Ajna chakra, the forehead center point, behind where the two eyebrows would meet, but in the very center of the head. Three breaths. And then moving the mind up to the crown of the head, the crown chakra, partly above the head and partly in the head. It's said to be our connection with the divine. And now to balance the nervous system, bring the mind back down to the base of the spine. And find a breath that you can breathe right up the tube of the spine, the hollow tube. Mind and breath come all the way up through the tube of the spine to the crown of the head. And all the way down, staying in the very center. And continue this balancing practice for the nervous system. Pranic flow. Three more. And then finally, Let the mind rest now at the Ajna Chakra, in the very center of the head. And as you let the mind rest here, from that point, repeating your chosen mantra. Perfectly repeat it. Each word, perfect pearl. And as we move into silence, every time the mind wanders, simply bring it back to the mind and the breath. Continuously relaxing. So you're sinking and dropping in deeper and deeper into yourself. Relaxing the outer self, out of sight, out of mind. Sinking into a deep silence, a cathedral of silence, a temple of silence. This is where our power resides. In the depths of being. Sacred word. Now please turn your attention down into the heart center. So the mind turns and looks deeply down into the very center of the heart cave, between the breasts and beneath the sternum. A steady gaze into the cave of the heart. Finding a breath here, soft inner breath, and the repetition of your sacred words, peace, harmony, well-being. So, home. The heart center is the center of divine love that flows through us to others and the world. In the center is a flame of light. Gaze into the very center of that flame. Breathe into the center of the flame. Now bringing the mind like an elevator back up into the head, the very center of the dome of the head. There's a saying in meditation, you do all that you can do, and the rest is given. And as we relax into pure consciousness, we're connecting with universal consciousness. Directing the power of that to our leaders, strength behind it, wisdom, above all, to the people of Ukraine struggling, determined, the poet Hafiz, in one of his poems, wrote, "I wish I could show you, when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being. I wish I could show you, when you are lonely or in darkness, the astonishing light of your own being." Something missing in my heart today has made my eyes so soft, my voice so tender, my need of God absolutely clear. All right, from the place you've arrived, begin to take some larger breaths in and letting go to be well on all levels. Namaste.